The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Streaming radio 24/7. We are the alpha male of internet radio. Today is the 4th of January 2017. And go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We have our good friend Frank DeMeo on. I will bring him in momentarily. Go out and just look at all the shows and the information Frank and I have delivered to all of our family. It's outstanding. Everything out there is going to be more than adequate to get you to wherever you want to go. And if you don't, you can contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. And I'm sure any of us can put anything you want together. So don't be shy. Also, too, I started talking about this near the end of last year about donating to Motivation and Muscle. A lot of money to run this show. We are in massive growing pains. We are building our equity like crazy, but there are going to be times where we're going to need some donations here to keep us very up and rolling, especially with all the latest technology. So if you like the show and you like what we deliver to you, anything you could send us would be much appreciated. You don't have to. That's up to you. But if you go out to M&M, there's a donation button. It'll go right into PayPal. Whatever you'd like to contribute, we would very much thank you for. Also, too, I'm trying to think. I think that was the main thing we went about. But I'll tell you one thing before we bring Frank in. Everybody knows towards the end of last year, too, I started just reading different things out of John Wooden's book and Stones of Strength and many other things. I'm just going to read this short one today. It's out of A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court, Wooden, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. All-time best starting five, industriousness, enthusiasm, condition, mental, moral, and physical, fundamentals, and team spirit. A good sixth player on the bench is attention to detail. Now, not only is Coach Wooden talking about on the court, but he's talking about off the court, about all of us. How we look at life, how we deal with life, and obviously what do we want to do with our lives. And I'll tell everybody now, it might even start tomorrow. I haven't decided, but I think there are going to be recordings. I'm going to give you five of the reasons I became an entrepreneur. And I'll give you the first one right now, but I'm not going to go into any detail. Your passion is going to be the first thing you're going to have to address, and that's going to be why you want to do this. So I'm going to be doing this. I hope to start it this week at some point. They most likely will either be recordings or it'll be in the FBC blog, so be on the lookout, because both of these shows, I'm doing one with Frank now, Donnie in about an hour, and we've got a couple others to put up, but they're all going to be in sequence this week. So there's not going to be much lag time at all. Now, the second thing I'm going to read quickly is from Of Stones and Strength, Steve Jack and the late Peter Martin. I'm just going to read one sentence off it. Sons of Sisyphus, and this is by our good friend Steve Jack. The struggle itself towards the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. We've talked about it, think about it, and we're going to go into that in detail quite a bit more in 2017. But like I said, we got our good friend Frank DeMeo here, and I want to give you some information on this gentleman. Number one, Frank is the Cave Gym owner. That's in Sarasota, Florida. He's a trainer, strongman, CrossFit athlete, and writer. And as everyone knows, and I've made public in some things, Frank has been quite an asset and a hell of a friend to me since he's come on here. Like everybody that I didn't have on near the end of last year, I thank Frank immensely. Everything is appreciated, believe me here. Frank is a guy I'd do anything for. He's been, I'm not going to get into a lot of the things, but he has been very generous to me with different things that improve the show and different people that I've made contact with via Frank. I always feel like Frank's thinking about my success, and I think the same of Frank. I would help him out with anything. And I want to thank you, Frank, for a hell of a 2016. I look forward to the next 28 years with you. And you are a valued, not only family member to me, but you are an asset to M&M and FBC. And I want to welcome you back, sir. Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Great to be here, buddy.
It's always good to have you here. Anything I missed? I know the website. Why don't you give everything out? And we're going to talk about it's going to all coordinate with one another. I don't know. And Frank Redd wrote a very nice blog post about New Year's. And I don't know if it's going to be what everybody thought it would be. But we're going to get into all this, and it's great. So, Frank, take it away, sir.
Yeah, okay, Eric. Real quick, contact info is website is cavestrong.net. Twitter is at dewussified, and you know what, Instagram at kpix too. There's more, but that's enough for now.
Okay, that's good. All right, well, let's start a little bit, you know, and I know that we said that this goes into your blog post yesterday, but let's talk a little about New Year's, and we know about New Year's resolutions, and we know about the thing that I had spoken to you prior about with I Don't Know, which is it's kind of a very, I don't know, I almost want to say it's a very sick proposition. Once again, I've heard a lot of it, and this is what kind of influenced me to talk about this, because I think it's very important. But let's start off with the blog from yesterday, Frank.
Yeah, that's, well, basically, is that there's nothing magic about New Year's. There seems to be reality disconnect in many people's heads that life is going to vastly improve when January 1st comes, and it's just obviously not true. If you do the same, you get the same.
Yep.
And that was the heart of the blog post right there. There's more I elaborated on, but that was the main point. It's delusional.
Okay, all right. Well, and that's a beautiful setup to all this. Why is it, okay, this is what I've noticed a lot, whether I'm training people, reading things, my own opinions. I love being an observer, especially when I'm out in public. I think right now, and I'm not going to get political or any of that stuff because I don't want to be bringing this crap into the show because it has been brought in a little bit, and for some reasons it does have to come in to touch on the point. But I think us as human beings, and the way a lot of life is portrayed out there, life's no good. And you're not where you want to be because of him, her, or this. Thirdly, why bother? If you got a good 9-to-5, you got benefits, whether you're miserable or not, you got food on the table, roof over your head, Why bother stretching into anything else? So when we talk New Year's, and I'm not going to step on your blog at all, believe me. But I think New Year's for people, and I fully agree with you, what you put across yesterday is this. It's sold as hope to people. Now, I want to sell hope here to people, but hope's great. But if you don't take action and you don't have enthusiasm and you don't have persistence and you don't have passion, we don't get anywhere. So I understand the whole theory, but a new year, if you go in with the same old habits, isn't going to do a damn thing. Go ahead, Frank. Take a comment on any of that stuff, please.
That's exactly right, Eric. There's, you know, the people, I think we see there's a lot of discouragement.
Yep.
Fear and just general discontent, which is amazing to me in a country that's been so richly blessed with all that we have. There's so many people moaning and groaning about being unhappy, unfulfilled, and so on.
Yep.
It's like they seem to think they're entitled to just rich, full, wonderful life and lots of money and six-pack abs and a trophy wife and all this other stuff just because they woke up in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I fully agree with that, Frank. There's too much out there that is expected and not wanted to be worked for. And, you know, and this is like the other part of the thing of our show today is I don't know. And this is where this all resonates from, you know, when we're talking about the trophy wife, the six-pack abs, all right? Okay, you want all that stuff, but I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I don't know if I want to work that hard. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'll have the time to do it. How many of these damn excuses do you hear day in and day out? And, well, before I even go any further, I got to tell everybody, it's good to be back. This is the first show of the new year. Not to interrupt it, Frank, but I'll tell you one thing. It feels damn good to be behind the mic again. And I'm just glad and happy as hell, not only to start with our good friend Frank DeMayo, but just to talk to the family again. So now that I got it out of the way. Now, when you talk about passion, when we said that, I'm gonna comment on me. I'm like a ball of passion now, just splatter right against the wall, get back up and do it again. I love what I do. And this is what, when we're talking about resolutions, when we're talking about I don't know, well, I got news for you. You're not going anywhere. And I know no one wants to hear the negative stuff, but you know Motivation Muscle. When we tell you something that maybe is on the other end of the spectrum you don't want to hear, Frank and I are going to tell you how, though, to get to where you want to go so you can erase these habits and get away from the people, as I call, vampires. You hang around vampires, you're not going to have much. And forget about the whole blood deal. They're sucking what's life that's left in your brain right out of you. And this is a big thing because I can tell you, and I'm sure Frank can comment on this, and we'll get right back to him, is this. Entrepreneurship is a hell of a big gamble. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything this year. And I didn't do that much last year, but I try to use much more tact with things. But I think right now a lot of people really need to get hit right between the eyes and told this. If you have reservations about something that you think you want to do and you don't feel that burning desire inside of you, and believe me, when you have that type of passion, you don't care about sleep, even if you're dog tired, and you don't care about if you're going to skin your knees 10 times that day from falling down. You don't care if you have friends anymore. You don't care if people even like you. I'll tell you why. Because you are so passionate and love what you do, the ones that are all over you that don't like you suddenly don't think you'll make it. I'm gonna tell you this right now. This show has opened more doors for me with people. And people have come and knocked on my door to come in here that all the things that I thought I was losing and figured, what am I going to do? It opens a door for a brand new life for you. I'm telling you right now, you're going to meet people. You're going to do things with people that you never thought you would ever do in your entire life. I never thought 6 months ago, you know, you'd be talking to people like Stevie Shanks, Martin Janzik, all these big famous stone lifters and all these other people that are coming in here. It just goes to show you if you have persistence and you get that passion across to people, it's contagious. People love being around people like that. They love the positivity of, hey, you know what? No matter how bad things get, no matter how many New Year's resolutions I make, if I follow through with every one of them, it doesn't matter if I get blown back 10 steps because I'm going to come forward 20 more. I want everybody to understand this, being this is our first show of the year here. What you do is so vitally important to who you are. Don't let people sway you from what you want to do. Have a belief system in yourself. Don't be saying to yourself, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Yes, you do know, but you got to learn to quiet yourself down. Withdraw from the ones that are vampires, as I say, and you must, and I repeat, you must go after anything you love and want to do with fury like you've never had before within you. Because within you is what's going to drive everything outside of you. Go ahead, Frank. Comment on any of that, whatever you want to say, sir.
No, I'll tell you what, Eric, that is phenomenal, man. And I was thinking about what you said about, well, the passion is definitely 100% right on target. A lot of people, you talk about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I think real quick, if recommend Robert Kiyosaki's book,
yep.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yep.
They've got some vital information in there that, you know, he said that most people do not know the difference between an asset and a liability.
Yep.
And if a person's going to open a business, and, you know, you see this fairly commonly. A person opens a business, all of a sudden, oh, they open a gym, then they're going to expand, like, the next year to, like, 10,000 square feet.
Yep.
Okay? But if they're in debt up to their eyeballs, they're still renting an apartment, they don't have their house paid off, they're still making car payments, they have college loans, they have credit card debt, they've got all this stuff here. To go and try to expand a business when you're deep in debt and think you're making money is once again, delusional.
Yep.
Okay, because all those things are liabilities, not assets. They're producing nothing. And, you know, new cars and fancy apartments and all that other stuff, all they do is drain your money, and you have really nothing to show for it. So when they think their bottom line is so good because they have so many square feet or so many clients, and, you know, probably most of their gym equipment's been paid for some type of installment or credit.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
You know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, and you have to deal with the reality about what your bottom line is, I'll tell you, we don't make a lot of money.
Yep.
But we're debt free.
Yep. Yep.
We're debt free, personally and business wise.
Yeah.
And so they can be as passionate as they do, but you got a reality check about, you know, it's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing about all this stuff is this. You and I both know, because we've talked about this offline too. You know, I use the word, this is coming from me, not Frank. Frank can comment on it. If he agrees, that's fine with me too. There's a ton of posers out there. I've read things that Frank has written too before. If you come up here to my gym, all right, it's a one-car garage. I've described it, but I'm going to describe it again because it's very important. It's 95-foot driveway, okay? The last third of the driveway leading into the garage door is nothing but stones, barrels, sandbags, tires. We've got 4x4, or I'm sorry, how big are they? They're huge because we've got them right down through the frost line. They're like these big timbers that you would use in a log cabin, which is also, believe it or not, it's built right into the garage wall, too. We can dip on it. We can do chain hoist with the Hoosa steel stones. We can do dead stop, thick handled, one-inch handled dumbbells. We do that specifically for stone lifting. That's something we could go into another time. So everything is laid out there. And then when you open the garage door, your eyeballs are going to fall out of your head. Now, is it cold out there? Yep, we got a little heat to take the edge off, but most of the time we're outside. We train in any type of weather, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I've had people come to me that say, oh, there's no way I could do that. Too cold, you know, it's not pretty, et cetera, et cetera. And I always say to them, well, do you want pretty or do you want results? And it's like they'll look at you like you got 10 heads. Now, when we're playing around with things that are all controlled environmentally, it really does, you know, if you're looking for a type of mental toughness, you sure as hell aren't going to get it like that. Now, there are many gyms that are hardcore, I still like to call them. I mean, go out and look at just the way Frank's gym's set up. I love the way it is, man. I mean, it is set. You go in there, not pretty. It's got stuff all over the walls for enthusiasm and inspiration. You know, it's a gym. It's the way a gym should be. It's safe. It's more than neat enough to do what you need. But it's not so neat where if I drop something on the floor, he's going to come over and whack me right across the head, all right? It's got to be functional. And it's just like you and I and everybody else. when we talk about resolutions, when we talk about not knowing, when we talk about all these things that don't even matter, all right? You have to become functional. And if you're not functional, how do you survive not only in gym life, how do you survive out in the concrete jungle? How do you do it? And what are you going to do if it doesn't work out for you? Who are you going to blame? Is that what it's going to be like everything else now? It's not like that here. So if you came here and you wanted to train here under me, if that starts up, you go bye-bye. Because I have a certain way of thinking in here, and this is what it is. And, Frank, I'll be right with you because I'll be interested in the cave too. I'm almost like a wild animal where, you know, an animal, and this is just figuratively, you know, they'll mark their area to let you know there's something here, okay? And I look at it the same way with personalities and the way you present yourself in my area. If you're constantly in there saying, oh, I'm hurt, I'm broken down, I don't feel good, I don't know if this is going to work. Here we go. Did you hear what I said? I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if I can come Thursday. Well, you need this. Well, I don't know if I can afford it. Well, you know what Eric says? I think maybe you might be better off, you know, going to a commercial gym. And I think they could take care of your needs better. And I wish you success. And they kind of have this look, but then they kind of look relieved. Because you know what it was? They never wanted to work anyways. And they could blame it on the atmosphere. Let me tell you, the atmosphere here. You want atmosphere? I wish Frank and I lived closer. I would love to train with Frank a few times a week. Being able to go to both places, I'm here to tell you, if Frank came here, Frank would go bananas. He would love the place, I'm telling you right now. It's that, what it is here, there's an attitude in here that is recognizable without anybody saying a word. When you walk in my garage, I've had people say it, they said, you can feel the aggression in it. That's what I want. That's that. You know what that does too? That eliminates the I don't know. You know why, guys? And I'm talking strictly to guys. Because suddenly your balls feel like they're full of testosterone when you walk in here, if you got any reservation at all. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, I'm with you, Eric. No, I tell people, I said, they walk in, oh, I wanted to check out your gym. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I only train one kind of person here. I mean, they have to have a coachable attitude.
Yep.
And they got to bring their motivation when they come through the door, because it's not my job to motivate you. You come in, you bring it with you, or go.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's not my job to. If I have to motivate you, you don't belong here.
Exactly. Exactly. What, let me ask you this. That, you know, we know that you're part of, we know, CrossFit. But what? Why? This is what I've always wanted to ask you. I think I know the answer to the question, but I'm anxious to hear what you say. To me, your gym is a very old school style, and I don't know, maybe that word's portrayed a bit too much now too, but yours is a gym that I would have went to when I was a young kid, and I would go now, excuse me, regardless of my age, because I conform more to that look, okay? I've never been a guy that liked these superficial places with these superficial people, and they wouldn't like me anyways. Right off the bat, you know, they'd be calling you a meathead and every other thing, and I got news for you. My IQ is probably much, much larger than any of them combined in a place like that, but that's neither here nor there. But what is it, Frank? What? Obviously, I've seen many CrossFit gyms. They are a lot fancier. What is it? Was it your style? Was it how you've trained? Because I like the way your gym is incorporated, the way you walk in there and you know it's business. And I'm just coming from my perspective as me. I could be comfortable in a gym like that, and I haven't probably been in a gym now for over 20 years. Okay, so what is it about the cave and your attitude and why you did things the way you did inside? What motivated you to be like that?
That's a kind of a lengthy question there. That a lot of it goes back to I was raised by a career Marine.
Yep.
That part of it.
Yep.
And I spent a lot of years in martial arts prior to we're going way back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before UFC, and we were experimenting with full contact striking, hardcore full contact kickboxing before UFC ever began. And so that I was always looking for better ways to improve my fighting skills, to improve more, put more stopping power in punches and kicks and so on like that. So it kind of went in a series of steps. I found a Russian martial arts school, and I trained with them briefly. It was only a few months, but it really altered my way of thinking about how the Russians trained martial arts compared yep. to how others trained. And while I was there, somebody in a Russian school asked me if I ever heard of CrossFit. I had no clue what he was talking about. This is 2004.
Okay.
Okay. And I had no idea what it was. So I went online. I found it. The internet was still pretty new also. And it was like a strange operation going out in Santa Cruz, California. I was kind of intrigued with it. I flew out there and trained with at a seminar with Coach Glassman, the founder.
Yep.
And so I got to go to the source. And it was in a warehouse. It was small. Most of the training they did outside. And most of anybody who was doing anything with that was training in backyards, garages,
yep.
parks. There was nothing fancy, nothing big, nothing new and shiny. Rogue didn't exist yet. CrossFit Game didn't exist yet. None of that stuff was there yet.
Yep.
And it was just pretty – back then, it was a lot more of what I what drew my attention as a martial artist to what they did.
Yeah.
And so forward till now, a lot – I've liked the original vision of what they started with. And but here's one of the dividing points. Dave Castro, who served with the Navy SEALs, was the originator of the CrossFit Games. Started
right.
at his ranch in California. But he said, learn from non-CrossFit coaches that are good coaches also.
Yeah.
And I've done that from the very beginning. Bud Jeffries, one of my mentors from
sure.
well over 10 years ago. You know, Zach Evanex is another one.
Yep.
And Jed Johnson, these three guys here were major influences in how my business, I don't want to call it a business, how my training came together over the course of time. And I know it's a very long answer. Sorry about that. But
no, that's fine. Fine.
These guys were all raw.
Yeah.
I don't mean raw like raw power. I mean just like raw, basic, brutal, hard training. And they were in their garage or their backyard. You look at any of them back then, okay? It's with Diesel Crew before Jed and Smitty went their separate ways.
Right.
It was almost always in a garage.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And Bud, where's Bud? He's out in his backyard
yeah.
killing stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And Zach was out in his backyard training people with rocks.
Yep.
So I like that. And I'm still in touch with all those guys. And that's a big part of how my style of training and coaching in the cave has come about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I still am a big believer. You know, I've always talked about being very simple about things, very simplistic about things. The basics you're going to always need. You're always going to need to build off them no matter what you go into. And I like to, a lot of times, every year or two, I'll really introduce the basics back in and train on basics for maybe even a month straight. I like the feel of that, again, letting the body know this is where we all started from and this is where we've grown into. You know, a lot of people don't want to look backwards, and I don't make a practice of that. But when it comes to training, there's one thing I've taken from all the years and all the people I've watched, listened to, read about, is this. the standard bearers, like, you know, we can add even Olympic lists, you know, when we talk about a squat, a deadlift. I know a lot of people like the bench press. I think the bench press back when it really was the bench press before all the equipment was truly a marvelous exercise. I'm not saying it's not now, but I'm one of those people that you talked about raw. I still like the raw theory, all right? I'm more of an overhead guy, mainly because my love for overhead pressing, which I really believe really draws the real strength out of the athlete. I think that there's so much difference in overhead than most movements. I've always based somebody, their strength, what they can put overhead. And then obviously, you know, they took the press out of the Olympics, which was the worst thing they ever did. I've gotten in heated arguments with people about that, but I still believe that I wish that never went. Obviously, the clean and jerk, you know, snatch, they're all brutal movements, and a lot of people add them in. And that's why I always say, and especially when we bring people here and myself too, well, I want to do this. I've read about this. I said, well, you're not going to ever get to that if you don't learn how to do this. And I read, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, social media, the goods and the bads of it, obviously. And I see a lot now with people saying, you know, we want to go back to simple stuff. And that's what we've been talking about on the show for 2 years now. Basics, it's called. Go back, learn the basics, get good with the basics. Maybe you pull one basic out for a while and you put, say you want to, let's just say you want to do the farmer's walk. All right, so we pull the deadlift out. That's the way to do things. Build upon them. I'm on a crazy course right now, and I haven't forgotten either because I'll be filming myself probably the end of the month. I want to show you that tri-quad dead stop squat. John McKeon set me up with all that. It is an incredible lift. And I'm telling you right now, no arms behind you, just the balance alone to take and put your hands right through the middle of your thighs and stand up with that thing, whether you're doing a partial or a full one. And obviously you can't lock out perfectly straight or the bar is going to roll off the back of your traps. It is a phenomenal lift. I mean, you talk about old school strongman. Now, I've been doing that, obviously. Obviously, everyone knows financially, fiscal this year, I will be leaving in June for Iceland, Scotland, and Wales to meet up with my good friend Martin Janzik's prize, Stevie. And we might even run a thing through Motivation Muscle because I've had so many people inquire about wanting to go and do this whole tour with us. And Martin is more than kind enough to take us on the whole Scottish Wales tour, which you talk about a dream of a lifetime. Plus, I've had many of the guys over there that have been on the show or are in contact with me that want to meet up with me. We're going to do some things. So this is a trip of a lifetime. But let me tell you, you know, I've gone back to Jefferson lifts. Why? Well, you know, when I talked to Stevie Shanks and we've seen pictures of his dad, Jack, one of the things that obviously I finally put together in my head, look at your hand positioning when you're doing a Jefferson lift. Now, if for anybody who doesn't know how to do it, you're basically going to straddle an Olympic bar. You're going to have one hand in front of you, one hand behind, and you're going to stand up with that thing. Now, go and study how they lift the Denny stones, and you'll get my point. And that just occurred to me 2 weeks ago. So I started doing them. I've already hit a 535 with them. I'm going to stay around there for a while. I've decided to go back to the Romanian deadlift. I do that much different than most I've seen do it. My buddy Richie was quite an Olympic lifter. He still is. He's not, you know, he's not 25 years old, but brutal lifter. He taught me how they did them, and it is quite an experience, let me tell you. Much different than I've ever seen them do it, and this puts constant tension on the body from the very beginning of the lift right up to the top and back down, especially the way you drag this bar right across your body. That's another thing. We started stuff doing good mornings, like a lot of the old lifters used to do. Also, too, iron boots. Big stuff. Now we're running the bar through both boots like the great John Grimmick did. and I put plates on the outside. And two variations of strength for all the stones come from two of these guys. Stevie believes in doing the one-hand deadlift, one-arm deadlift, with whatever size bar you want. He believes that really incorporates into lifting the Dinnies especially. And our good friend Martin Janzik feels you can lift up anything when you can take and flip a tire for 30 minutes. And he does that with a 500-pound tire. And if you've watched Martin, he lifts anything he touches. And he usually drops it on his shoulder, too. Phenomenal, phenomenal lifters. And I've incorporated a lot of these things in. We are in the midst of testing everything now because I want to be able to hit the five with the Jefferson, followed by five with the Good Morning, followed by five with the Romanian. And by that point, who knows what I'll have on the Iron Boots. And we're also playing, obviously, with all the one-arm stuff. So this is all part of what we're talking about. And Frank, sorry for the long win, but it'll be one more moment, and it's yours. You know, when we talk about the resolutions, when we talk about the I don't know, what I'm trying to tell you folks out there, our family, everybody listening, is this. Sometimes you just got to throw your hands up in the air and let everything go and just grab shit and do it. And the point of the whole thing is this. You are going to know. And even if you're like me where I'm going through all these things, learning what works best, deciding what protocol I want to use to go and have success with all these famous stones, I got news for you. You're not going to know with anything until you go in and try it. And you want me to tell you the best thing about this? I'm having so much fun with this. Am I using the maximum weights I've used in any of those lifts before? Absolutely not. But I'm also trying to group three big lifts in a row together because I feel that they're pertinent to what I want to do. And I might not keep them all like that, but this is a goal that I want to do. I want to do 500, 500, 500. And now think about it. I know it's not a lot of weight for those three different lifts, all right? But it's a respectable weight, especially when you're going from one to one to one, and then you're hitting your hamstrings, and of course, you know, I'll end up doing some neck work or whatever. There'll be other little auxiliary things that really matter anyways for lifting stones. So what I'm trying to say to you is get out there, get into it, mix it up. Even if you don't know, you go out and you take a leap of faith in yourself, and you experiment, because I'm telling you right now, when you experiment, you're not going to need any more of those New Year's resolutions. What you're going to do in the New Year is say, hey, I got a concrete goal. I'm going to Iceland in June, and I'm going to take that 418-pound Husafell stone, and I'm not going to only rip it off the ground. I'm going to go 50 meters twice around that sheep pen. Go ahead, Frank. It's all yours.
I love it, man. I love it. You know, all those lifts you were just talking about,
yep,
all goes back to basics.
Yep.
All goes back to basics. And if people don't have the foundation of strength built through the basics, they are going nowhere. If their technique isn't excellent, they're going nowhere.
Yep.
Okay?
Except yep.
Maybe to the hospital. Okay?
Yeah.
But the mindset, the attitude, the whole thing, really, you have to have like a laser-like focus on what you're doing, and it doesn't matter if you feel like training or not. Okay, it's about discipline.
Yep.
You know, a dirty word in our culture, discipline. It goes right along with responsibility and accountability.
Yep.
Those things most people want nothing to do with. Okay, but those are the things that get results.
Well, you know what? You see, this is what I love about having you on here, too, because it's like you nail the words that people run away from now. Discipline. Boy, oh, boy. You know, Frank, this is what's so exciting about motivation, especially going into now. We'll be going into our third year here. You talk about discipline. You know how much discipline it takes to do a show like this? You know, when you get people asking, oh, I want to do a podcast, how do I do it? I'm not even 10 minutes through it, and they're like, well, maybe we'll talk about it another time. Okay, no problem. It takes brass balls to do things that you've never done before, and I'm not just talking about motivation, entrepreneurship, building programs or having people work with you, coaching you on programs to create the art of success, as I say it, because it is an art. Success to me is the only option here. No matter if I'm on my last breath or on my last dime in my pocket, what ends up going on with you, and I've talked about this on shows, and when I was telling Frank, and I think maybe I said it before, we've gone through a number of variations today of the show because we had some internet problems. I'm going to put out five different categories, but it's going to all be out on entrepreneurship, and we're probably going to grow and expand on it in time. But I'm going to just kind of give everybody a little taste. As they say in The Godfather, we're going to wet your beak. I think it's very important. I've had like Adam T. Glass and a couple other people say to me, we need to write your story because of all the horse shit you've been through just in this year. And I said, not ready yet, but there's an awful lot here. And what I want to do for everybody out there, I don't care if you're already in a business, maybe you've never seen some of this stuff that I've dealt with in my young life, and this is it. I want to help everybody out there, and I'm not going to tell you, you know, I'm going to do this stuff, this isn't going to be a big thing, but it's going to get you thinking. I mean, this is obviously going to be a product. I'm not going to break the wallet with anybody, but obviously this is going to be some of my experiences, which will be very helpful to would-be, wannabe, will-be entrepreneurs, as you heard me say, will-be, all right? I've gone through a lot of bullshit, and I'm sure Frank can attest to that on his end. But there's something about us that I've looked at people like Frank, Donnie, Adam, Bill Hinburn. The list goes on and on and on, okay? And I find, not even asking them, I know how they talk about what they love to do, but I draw from their personalities. See, Frank's on here. Frank, I'm not going to give his age, but Frank is in, he's 60 plus, all right? Now, I've said this before. I love having guys on that are of this age bracket when we talk about Carmen Caputo and Bill Hinburn and on and on. We've got a couple other surprises that have been around for quite a while that we're just trying to set things up with a different phone style. I appreciate all these men, and I'll tell you why, because they've seen a lot more not only in private life than I have, but in the fitness world, and I hate that word, but I'm not going to use old school or all this other. We're just going to call it fitness. And these people, you know, when I listen to Frank, Frank's a teacher to me. And I hope I show him something too. But entrepreneurship, there comes a point where obviously you're going to make or break. But another thing happens to you, and this has happened to me, and I can't wait to hear Frank with this one. Something twisted in me in a whole different way where I knew this is what I wanted to do the rest of my life. There's no way you could shut me down. I know what I've been told by people. I don't have a big ego at all, believe me. If I repeated some of the things that I've been said, that's been said to me, you'd probably say, ah, that guy's making it up. I got no reason to make anything up. I know what I've been told, and I know what I've done for people, and I know what people have done for me, and I would help anybody. I've said this before, whether I had a dime in my pocket or 10 grand. That's just the way I am. But here's the biggest thing of all. When you start going through all this stuff, something changes inside you. And maybe this is just genetically how I am. You know, the Italian, we've always been a close-knit family, but always very competitive. I'll be honest with you. I like the test. Not always, but the majority of the time, go ahead and punch me in the nose. I'll punch you back unless you break it, and I'll break yours, all right? That's the way I'm made, and I've taken this approach to business. I know when to draw back, but I'm telling you right now, as they said in Rocky II, you know, you're an Italian tank, man. Run over them, as Mickey said that to him. That's how I'm approaching everything. We're going after some of the biggest things in my life, not only business-wise, but physical-wise. And I'm going to pull both of them off this year, one way or another. And if it kills me, it kills me. That's how passionate That's how much love I have in my heart for this and for everybody out there, because I want all of you to draw from all of us and go do the things that you want to do. Go do the things that you've been told you can't do, and go do the things when you say, I don't know. Well, God damn it, you do know. All right? You know. Go ahead and do it. Talk to yourself. Don't worry. Go ahead, Frank, because I'm getting fired real hard now. Take it.
Okay, Eric. You sound like you're an Italian, man.
That's it. I'm proud of that, too.
Well, you know what? As far as going for the things that you really want to do.
Yep.
Well, a lot of, years ago, I used to interact quite a bit with a guy named Mike Mahler, who was one of the best kettlebell lifters for heavy kettlebells in the U.S. He was just really, really strong with kettlebells. And one of the things that he said probably 10, 12 years ago was, if you're going to be in business for yourself, you got to close the back door, cut off your escape routes.
Yep.
If you have an escape route, you're going to take it one day. You know,
yep.
Leave yourself nowhere to retreat to and go forward.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I did. I would just keep backup jobs and all this other stuff. And one day I was just like, no more.
No, you can't.
You go straight ahead with everything you got. And I'll tell you what, around where my gym is, the cave, I am surrounded by so many gyms, you can't believe.
Yeah.
They're right up to with maybe 100 yards away from my door.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And I mean, you name it. On my street alone, there's probably half a dozen gyms within a half a mile of me.
Yep.
You know, they're all over. I mean, they're thick.
Yep.
But you know what? The cave goes on.
It will go on, too, because you know what the thing is, Frank? And not to, I'll put it right back to you. The thing I see with you, like a lot of people, is see, you've rubber stamped that place. See, it's your will that runs in there. I've said that with people here that I've coached. You know what? Not only did I coach them well, and I don't want to do this anymore, but I instilled my will upon them to do it. Now, you made a good comment in the beginning, and I fully agree with you. You can bring them everything to them, but you're not going to do it for them. You're not going to basically be the personality for them to do it. And I've realized now that I can't do that for a long time, and I no longer want to do it. Because what good is it going to be when you go out into the real world and you don't have a Frank or an Eric where we have to put our foot down with our will to make them succeed? Now, I'm not saying not to help. That's why you're coaching. That's why you're being paid. But when you have to basically push them in a way that you push yourself, no more. I'm not doing it anymore. I refuse to do it because, once again, it's a vampire on me, big time. And if you can't shoulder some responsibility, as our good friend Steve Jeck says, you know, I never want to say to anybody, maybe this isn't for you, because I'm not that type of person, because I think your health is the most important thing you could ever derive yourself from. But maybe you need to go and sit down and reevaluate what you want to do, if you're serious. If not, you're going to be glad I said that to you, because I did a big favor for you, and now you can walk away. And when people say, oh, you're not working, well, yeah, that guy, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, or, you know, his personality sucks or whatever, you can use that excuse so you can go and do the mundane things you love to do and not worry about, you know, stepping up and doing the right thing. So go ahead. I keep going. I mean, I just think there's so many things, you know, you and I have gotten into. I mean, we could talk for another hour about just the psyche of people. You know, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be in 6 months? Where do you want to be in here? Well, I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? What? Why is it you can give so much thought into the next version of a telephone, but you can't give 10 minutes to your life? Go ahead, Frank. Comment on any of that.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of people, they just plain old don't get it.
Yeah.
They just don't get it, okay? There's I just wrote another blog post recently about, I called it Strength Leaks. It's about, people that miss, they train normally, but then they take like extended vacations and do nothing, and then they come back and like, oh man, I can't believe how much strength I lost. You didn't train, you know, moron, you know, you didn't train. What the heck do you expect? You know, the strength leaked out, it's gone. Okay, now you got to go back square one and rebuild, basically, you know. And maybe not just from 2 weeks, but you get my point.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
Yep. You have to build a foundation. You have to work off that foundation systematically, progressively, over time. Now, you know, and people don't realize it's not just how much body fat you have or how much muscle mass you have. It's also the strength in your bones, your connective tissue, your central nervous system, all this stuff. You know, it takes time.
Yep.
And that's what a lot of people don't want to put in. They don't want to move slow and methodically and building their strength. And they don't want to believe the truth of what it really takes, because so many people are dishing them out lies for a price, of course. They fall for it. They love the lies.
Well,
they
love
the lies, you know?
You know, Frank, what it is, they put out easy quote-unquote easy products that you can gain in 90 days, 60 days, 6 months. And the thing is, people don't look at is look at the people portraying the product. Most of them were or are models, fitness models, bodybuilders, whatever. And you're looking at stuff that either they've done it for a lifetime, I'm not going to use any of the words, but possibly they're cheating. And they're there to sell a product. They're there to look good and manufacture this product. Now, is everyone bad with products? I don't think everybody is. But I think when you look at a lot of the stuff out there, it's very unrealistic. And for the majority of people, especially, you know, women who have had two or three kids, guys that have not been off the couch since they graduated from college, it's very unrealistic, and it can be very dangerous and deadly. When Frank talks about, and I don't want to speak for him, but I'll speak from my end here. You know, he and I are both on an agreement of basics. Whether you start them out with body weight, which I normally do, no matter what level they tell you they're that, because you need to evaluate their movements, how they think, how they act. I love to watch people facially. After they get done with something, you can read a lot on a face. And then if they want to stay around and they incorporate these good habits into their mental end of things, and we haven't even really talked about the mental end of everything here, then we go on from there. You know, but the thing is with lifting, as I say all the time, it's not a one-time resolution. I wrote that yesterday in Words of Inspiration. It's a lifetime resolution. It's not a one-time resolution. It's a lifetime. Think about that, everybody. Lifetime. You don't just go and do something for a year and then that's it. Come on. You don't have to go and lift stones. You don't have to go down to the cave and do whatever, you know, ropes, maces. You know, you see Frank in there doing dead stop stuff in the rack. No one's telling you to do that. You see it, maybe you want to gravitate to it. And if you do, you're going to be that much better, believe me. But the thing is, there are no quick fixes, there are no quick diets, there's no quick way to eat yourself in the thin, if that's what you think. Think about how long you've been the way you are and what got you there. And once you can settle that, and I mean this wholeheartedly, you have to settle those things that are going on. By that I mean they have to be vanquished from your body, mind, and soul. Gone. Once you do that, and you incorporate brand new thinking into you, you're not going to have these problems anymore. Yep, you might fall off the wagon once in a while. So what? We all have cheat days or whatever they want to call them. Hey, I come from an Italian family. I hardly eat any starch. But man, oh man, if my mama's making macaroni and gravy and all that, I'm going to eat macaroni. Am I going to eat a lot of it? No, I probably have a small plateful, and the rest will be eating brajol and, you know, sausage and meatballs. And as my dad used to do, he'd put a piece of chicken or a piece of pork in the sauce and let it go with the sauce, and it would just literally fall apart in your hand if you pulled it out. So what? But what I'm saying is all these things eventually that you liked are not going to be part of you anymore. You're not going to need it anymore. You're not going to need that pint of ice cream every week. You know, you're not going to need some sugary cereal to get you fired up. You're not going to need 10 gallons of coffee to keep going. And you sure as hell is you're going to have one hell of an attitude. You're going to have that winner take all attitude. And that's what we are here. That's what we want you to be. Frank, summarize anything. Give out all your information. I'll give mine and hang on the line, please.
All right, buddy. I think we covered all the contact info pretty good at the beginning, Eric.
Okay.
As far as the website and
we'll give out the website anyways, Frank. That's good.
Absolutely, it's cavestrong.net.
Awesome.
And that's probably the best place to go. And you can also just do a general search for my name, Frank DeMayo, on the internet, and we're involved in a lot of different social media. We do no advertising whatsoever of any kind, so people don't find us by accident.
Yep.
But we're out there.
Yeah. And you're out there every day, as they say, scraping the knuckles and gritting your business out every day. Those are the things that the real winners do in life. And, you know, we hope that you're with us for at least another 28 years. Because, as I said in the beginning of the show, we very much appreciate you and all you've done for me. And I thank you for that, Frank. Very much. Very, very much. Obviously, this is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com. Go out and check out the two free ebooks. Just sign your email address to it, and you can download them instantly. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, go out and look at all the shows Frank and I have done, and we will do many more down the road, especially in 17. If there's a show you'd like Frank and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten, and I appreciate that from everybody. Everybody knows we're out in many different directories, especially if you own a car, where you can find us on AHA. That's getting podcasting into your new vehicles. That's AHA. We're on Google Play Music. We're now on Patreon. You got to go out and check that out. We're showing up all over, and there's so many things going on with all this streaming behind the scenes. I'll tell you what. I don't like saying ifs, but we'll say this. It will, and it could be at 80% of what they're talking about doing, or they're in the process of doing behind the scenes with this show and a lot of others. You're going to be shocked at what you're going to hear coming out of here. And I'd love to say it, but until it's done, I'm not going to open my mouth. But what I know and privy to, it's going to be very interesting here. And I'll tell everybody. We're in the process with a couple different things, with different feeds, and I'm in the process of building a radio network here. And that could very well bring a guy like Frank in. We haven't decided where we're going to go. We're hoping to finish it this year, but we are in the process. So that would mean there could be multiple shows with different people on here after Motivation Muscle. So very exciting stuff going on. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Frank and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. And I'll leave you with a host of things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life, believe me. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Well, tomorrow's my lifting day, so if you're lifting today, bend it, break it, squat it, pull it, press it, and if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And as I always say, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls, as I say, and as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We appreciate that. That was a great compliment, Russell, and we will say that till the day we sign off. Also, Jason Gillen, another good friend of the show, has been on here. He'll say to me, he goes, man, he goes, you were going berserk talking one day. He goes, I don't know what he's even talking about. And then he, like, tuned in, and he was like, I got it now. And he said, you were talking so loud and so passionate. He said, my damn speakers were vibrating. So I thought that was kind of funny. But whatever it takes, we will do here because we want you with us. We want you to be part of our revolution and our family. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest marketing / business professor in college, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years, who we lost to cancer. This will be going on 3 years. He would walk every patient in the door. It didn't matter how busy he was either. And he would say two words, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself on your worst day and not smile. You'd be amazed what those two words can do to your day. And John would be very proud of me for carrying that legacy on with him. And I love all three of those men. They had such influence and bearing on me. I could never repay them. But I'm sure that where they're watching right now, they're very proud, and I know they're with me all the time. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. Join our revolution. Join our family. I promise you the next 28 years will be the best 28 of your life. Frank, it's an honor always to have you on. I'm looking forward. We'll have you on next month. And I want to thank you for all you've done for me.
Likewise, my friend, and thank you again for letting me be part of the show.
You always will be welcome, sir. I promise you that. So, like I said, we'll have Frank on in February, if you can believe that. As I always say, the great Les Brown says you all have greatness in you, but we'll take it a couple steps further. Number one, we believe in you, and number two, we got your back. There aren't many people in today's world that will ever do that for anybody, but we're here, and we're going to be here for a long time. So, for Frank DiMeo, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and as I always say, go out and do something that's meaningful. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.